When someone in your family is going through depression, it's hard to know what to say, and I said everything wrong. I'm Sam. Our family went through it, and I just kept saying, come on, let's get it together. The thing I should have been saying is, let's get you to the center, a place of hope. It's a place for you or a place for someone you love who's struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders. So many success stories. It's personal to me. They've actually saved the lives of people I love. If you felt like, I don't know what to do to dig out of this really dark place, and you've tried everything and you can't think of what to do next, make a phone call right now. Call the Center, a Place of Hope.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the Center, a Place of Hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit AACCFoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our host, Dr. Tim Clinton.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a division of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the AACC and co-host here at LLFF, along with my son, Zach. Hey, thank you for joining us today. Our special guest today is Dr. Greg Jantz, founder of the Center, a Place of Hope in Edmonds, Washington, voted a top 10 facility for depression treatment in the United States. Dr. Jantz pioneered whole-person care in the 80s. He's a world-renowned expert on depression, anxiety, eating disorders, technology addiction, and abuse. He's an innovator in the treatment of mental health, utilizing a variety of therapies, including nutrition, sleep therapy, spiritual counseling, and advanced DBT techniques. Dr. Jantz is a best-selling author of 45 books, go-to media authority on mental health and behavioral health actions. By the way, appears on CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN, so many different places. Our topic today, here today, ghosted tomorrow. Hey, have you ever had someone you love, maybe care deeply about, maybe a friend, just leave? I mean, we're talking gone, physically gone, emotionally gone. I'm talking gone, gone. What's behind that? Is it fear? Is it crazy, like cray-cray stuff? Sometimes, by the way, God gets the blame for these kinds of decisions or behaviors. Is it toxic people, situations, relationship styles, boundaries? What's this all about? Dr. Jantz, what a delight to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it is always good to be with you. Thank you.
Hey, Greg, as we get started, no calls, no text, blocked on social media, like gone. I'm talking like out of here, gone. And Greg, what's really sad is this ghosting issue, seen it in dating relationships, we've seen it in friendships, marriage. I mean, somebody packs up and leaves. I mean, gone. We've seen it with kids. I mean, a son or a daughter, just they disappear.
They disappear, and they disappear sometimes without warning. You may think, Tim, you have a great relationship going on, and you're communicating in social media, and you're texting, and then, really, all of a sudden, they're gone. And you try reaching out again, but no response. And you reach out again, no response. And we call this phenomena, which is increasing, we call it ghosting.
Greg, if you are at home and you're listening, all of a sudden you're turning this one up because maybe you are on the receiving end of this, where someone has ghosted you. Maybe it's your mom or dad, or maybe, by the way, it's your son or daughter, or someone that you just love, and they have just out of nowhere. Greg, if you're on the receiving end, talk to us about the impact of it, what it's like to feel rejected, the confusion, the chaos, the horror of somebody just walking away, gone.
Well, absolutely, because you have a sense of emotional intimacy. You have some degree of what you believe to be closeness. And then when a person just cuts you off without any explanation and without at all responding to you despite your attempts, you will feel a great deal of rejection. And there's nothing like feeling this sense of betrayal. It's like, I trusted you, but then they're gone. And so that sense, the word is betrayal, which is a hard word to put in and into emotions and describe it, because you're going to feel anger, you're going to feel rejection, and then you're going to feel, the next step is, what is wrong with me? What's wrong with me? And it must have been something I did that they're not responding. And so it affects trust for future relationships. But it's a real deep emotional pain to feel that betrayal and rejection.
Greg, I've seen this a lot, say in a father-child relationship where dad is a deadbeat, daddy's gone. And these kids are trying to grow up. Josh McDowell once said to me, Tim, kids who are abandoned have these big holes in their heart. Dads are supposed to love their kids, Greg. You hear what I'm saying? Dads are supposed to show up. They're supposed to be at the game. They're supposed to give that attaboy. They're supposed to love on you. They're supposed to protect you. They're supposed to be your hero. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, and it communicates not only a deep sense of rejection, but it communicates shame. And I feel defective. I feel unlovable. My dad's supposed to love me and care for me, and he's not responding. And it could go the other way. You could have a love, an adult child you love deeply, and all of a sudden they've cut you off.
Don't even acknowledge you. No birthday cards, no Father's Day, Mother's Day presents, no showing up at Christmas, nothing. I mean, just flat gone, Greg. And I feel for families who live in that kind of a situation or scenario, because the grief, you talked about it earlier, the sense of like shock and abandonment issue, and then you get frustrated and angry and then depressed, and you're all over, and sometimes it's just coming at you in all kinds of different directions, and you don't even know how to settle it, because it's like this perpetual death. There's no closure.
Well, there's no closure. And Tim, even folks who they go, okay, they're not responding by text, or I try to call them, they're not responding. I write them an actual physical letter. I mail it, no response. What that does to us is it's telling us we have no value. We have no value to them. And then we start to doubt ourselves in other relationships. And other relationships, we are afraid to get close to them. We're afraid to have emotional intimacy and closeness, because I really can't trust somebody because maybe they'll turn their back on me. Maybe they will reject me at some point. And so this is relationship ghosting. And ghosting comes in various different forms. But I do want to say, and I talked to somebody just the other day, and she said, I was dating. We see each other in person as well. But all of a sudden, he stopped responding, cut me off, and I desperately kept texting him, and I tried calling him, and no response.
Greg, why do people do that? I mean, so let's flip it on its head. Why do people ghost? I mean, what is it? I mean, are they cray-cray? I mean, by the way, God often gets the blame here. You know, God told me it's time to end this thing. Well, that may be true, but probably in 90-plus percent of the times, God didn't tell you to do that. You just did it. Maybe you're afraid of the relationship. Maybe you're just, who knows? You're scared to death of being in love or being responsible, or Greg, I don't know. Maybe you just
It's not always predictable, but there are some telltale signs of a potential ghoster. And one is, are they consistent in their communications with you? And I always go, okay, are you having to make a lot of excuses for them? And are you seeing a pattern in a relationship where there's always an excuse for something? And it's hard to feel close. You're already kind of feeling like, I don't know, can I really trust them? And you throw yourself into it. You're going to see a person that's probably going to be making a lot of excuses. Here's the thing. They don't know a basic relationship skill on probably how to deal with conflict or how to say how they really feel and really bring about resolution. So they're hiding. So a person that's ghosting, they hide. Now, we also know they can feel really powerful. I cut you off, man. I'm the one in control. I'm the one with the power.
Owning someone else's behavior, it's so easy to do. It's so easy to swallow the stuff that other people pour out on us. And somewhere you've got to say, I just can't own that. And God's somehow got to help you see. You got to get a good dose of perspective, don't you?
Well, you do. And if this has happened, it's probably happened to most of us. One of the first things we do is we blame ourselves. We go, what did I do? What did I say? What was it about me that caused this issue? And so one of the things we need to realize is, look, this is not about you. Don't own that. And be careful that you don't let anger rule you, because that hurt. You can come really angry, and maybe you can't take it out on the person that ghosted you, but maybe now you're just kind of angry at everybody. So be careful about that. But first of all, remember, it's not about you.
Greg, we've got to go a little deeper on this, because there's stuff there underneath the surface that's driving this ghosting behavior. And you're right. This, you could potentially be angry. I mean, you're just trying to even the score a little bit. Or it could be, Greg, maybe what I said earlier, you're just struggling and you're afraid of doing relationships with someone, and so you bail. You don't know how to do it. And when someone, quote, sets it up and you're getting close to them, you think they're going to abandon you or something. Maybe it's some stuff in your past. What are your thoughts?
Yes, if you've probably been deeply wounded and injured. You probably have some what we call attachment issues and emotional trust issues. And you've probably had somebody do it to you. You probably felt some rejection, maybe multiple times. And so now you're going to be the one that's the rejector. You're going to be the one that's going to be the powerful and one in control. That's one possible scenario. Another one could be a person that's struggling with some addiction. Maybe you've got some, could be alcohol, could be pornography, could be any form of it.
So in other words, a secret or two, and all of a sudden you're starting to fear getting found out or something like that.
Well, yes. And then I would rather be with my addiction than with the other person. So I'm going to choose addiction over the person. So a lot of times a person who's ghosting, they could be, let's say, drinking. And man, I'm feeling powerful. I'm feeling good. I'm gonna just reject her. And that's what you do. You may end up having a lot of regret, but a person who's a ghoster, they do not have a good history of solving issues in relationship. They probably do not have a good relationship history. And I'd also look in the workplace, because there are people ghosting in the workplace. Are you treating other people outside of relationships, maybe in the workplace, the same way, or even in church?
Hey, you're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, co-host along with my son, Zach. I also serve as president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. We're our special guest today, Dr. Greg Jantz, founder of the Center, a Place of Hope in Edmonds, Washington, voted a top 10 facility for the treatment of depression in the United States. Greg's a dear friend. New book out, Here Today, Ghosted Tomorrow. This topic is wild. I mean, it is red hot right now. Everybody knows somebody who's been ghosted. Greg, I got to ask you this. The sad thing in this ghosting piece, and I've seen this happen, people who genuinely care about each other, for whatever reason, a ghosting piece happens, And the next thing you know, you lose someone you really love. That's the tragedy here. You lose connection. The very thing that gives you life, all of a sudden somebody stuck a fork in it.
Absolutely. You lose connection. And some will allow a closeness or intimacy to go so far. And there is that trigger point of fear or anxiety in the relationship. I can't face that. I can't do it. And maybe you start to doubt yourself. You go, well, what if they really found out about who I really am? And really, what if they really knew me? Oh, I can't risk that. I can't risk being rejected myself. And so you turn the tables and you ghost the other person as a safety valve in the relationship. But it's very destructive.
Greg, and I've seen this too, that the further it goes on, the further it goes on. In other words, people dig their heels in and they don't want to move. And it's just so sad because the inevitable loser, everybody at the table is losing in this just because we can't figure out how to come, let us reason together. And hey, communicate, talk, probably over some stupid, silly thing, Greg. You know that?
Right.
Maybe a blind spot or what have you. Greg, I got to ask you, let's talk about if you're on the rejected end. Talk to us about how you process it and how do you get to a place of healing? What can help them break through, Greg? Because again, somebody will ghost somebody and maybe along the way, 6 months later, they'll drop them a little text message or maybe up on social media, they'll let people know that they're looking at their profile or something and give this little glimmer of hope, but they have no real intent to reconcile, and it just keeps opening wounds. How do you get through that stuff, Greg? Especially if you're a mom or dad and you love your kids. Or maybe you're a son and you've been praying for your dad to come home just to love you.
Yeah, and I think sometimes that you said it so well, that they can bait us just a little bit and kind of rehook us and then disappear again, and they have the power, they have the control.
Greg, it's awful. It's awful if you're on that receiving end.
Oh, and we're injured again. Well, I mention it, and it's to be restated that, first of all, be careful about acquiring a lot of self-blame. You go, well, it's me. I must have said something again, done something. And what's wrong with me? And you begin to really obsess on what is wrong with me. Step outside of that. I know the pain is great, but step outside of that, because this is generally not about you. It's about their faulty coping patterns. It's about what's going on for them. And also make sure you have some real-time, real-life, face-to-face friends and relationships that really know you. And know, you know, you've got to have 3 to 5 people in your life that are really trustworthy, that know you, and let them be the anchor of truth. Be careful about carrying this around and just being so injured and so self-absorbed with all that pain that it just leaks out and people, you're angry at other people.
So Greg, I'll say this, that's easier said than done. You know that.
I mean, yeah.
It's hard when you love deeply, and this is a part of now your DNA almost. It's like I am the rejected one. But you can resilience, I think, is that key word that you often use too, you know? Let's talk about the ghoster real quick, Greg. The person who may be listening, and it's a pattern in their life. That's what they do. They just cut people off. I'm not talking just emotionally, physically, everything. They walk. You know that? And they just run. You know, the old fight or flight scenario. You're taking off. We're going to get away from it. Speak to the importance of maybe blind spots and need for self-awareness.
If I'm a ghoster, I really do need to dig a little bit deeper and going, why do I have this pattern in my relationships? Why do I cut people off? Why do I, and in some ways, have such a hardened heart that I can just cut them off and don't care? So we do need to look, and I think sometimes we need to sit down with a skilled helper and be willing to go, okay, I'm really not where I want to be in relationships. I don't like feeling this way, but boy, do I have a destructive pattern in relationships. And I've got to have somebody help me get to the heart of that. What is going on? And usually we can find times where Maybe we felt rejected. Even maybe we lost a parent early on in life when we were young and we felt abandonment.
We're fighting time here real quick. I've got to ask you this, and I want to do this carefully. Is ghosting ever necessary? Is it ever needed? I think of the words of Jesus for a moment. If they reject my words, I know we're talking about his message of hope in Christ, shake the dust off your feet and move on. Greg, sometimes is it necessary just to pull up the stakes and get out?
Okay, there's times where there could be emotional abuse going on, times where the mistreatment is so blatant and out of order. So yes, but here's, I'm not going to call it ghosting. You're going to tell the person what you're going to do. And you're going to say, you know, what's going on is no longer okay. And I won't be responding back to you. I want you to know that. But be prepared, because they're going to be a full barrage of.
Well, hey, Greg, and we'd be remiss to say that you and I both know that there are some situations that's very dangerous. And you better get the help of a professional to help you in that process. I'm a zero tolerance on violence type person. You know that, Greg. I don't believe anybody should live in those kind of scenarios. And ultimately, there's no hope for the relationship unless you get outside and get some boundaries put in place and come together again in a reasonable fashion with a professional, someone who can help you bring balance through all that. But Greg, the rule here is when you're in relationship and it's reasonable, but you just don't know how to engage each other, or something happens and this stuff just gets crazy sideways. And the next thing you know, people just pull up stakes and they're gone. That's that ghosting piece. That God help us to figure this stuff out. Actually, you know, be adult here for a change and figure out how to talk. Bring us home, Greg. What are you thinking?
Well, there can be a deep wound that's creating this, and so I have a life rejecting pattern. We need to look also, there's forgiveness. I've got to deal with the injury in my own life, and I've got to also learn what it means to receive. I'm going to say receive God's forgiveness, but there's a forgiveness piece when I've been a ghoster because I've created a lot of injury, and I need to also ultimately forgive myself. Now, if you're on the receiving end, be careful about just making excuses and saying it's all about me. It's not. So stand strong, and stand strong in who God made you to be.
Greg, before you go, one more little piece. What if that ghoster all of a sudden decides to show back up in your life, and it's been pretty traumatic? How do you handle that real quick? I know that's a loaded question, but
the most part, we don't invite the pain back. So, yeah. Now, maybe if the person is saying, I'm with a counselor and I'd like to resolve some things with you, that's different.
Be judicious in that process, because the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. You got it. What a fun conversation. The book again, Here Today, Ghosted Tomorrow. Greg, if people want to learn more about you, maybe how to get a copy of the book, where can they go?
Aplaceofhope.com. A Place of Hope.
Again, our guest has been Dr. Greg Jantz from the Center, A Place of Hope in Edmonds, Washington. Greg, what a delightful conversation. On behalf of me and Zach, we thank you and pray God continue to strengthen your voice for such a time as this. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
If someone in your family has depression or anxiety, it's hard to know what to do. We went through that. I'm Sam. The Center is a place of hope. Lives are being healed. God is changing families.
Coming to the Center, it's just life-altering. My relationship with my husband, my relationship with my family.
Struggling to keep it all together, or no one knows, or you're hiding things, or you feel like you've hit some crisis.
It's amazing to think that there could be so much change.
Man, I'm so grateful for the Center. It's so helpful for me, and I'm so hopeful.
The Center, a place of hope. Call today. a lot of people are surprised that insurance can help cover this.
Dive in, give yourself all to it. Watch what happens.
Call the Center, a Place of Hope, right now.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the Center, a Place of Hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.